producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Stephanie was just talking about the prophetic and the prophet and the purpose of the prophet and the identity of a prophet. So why don't you continue on down that road and define, Steph, as to what you're defining right now concerning the prophet.
All right. This is defined as out by Leonard Ravenhill. Going on, he says, he is against the establishment in ministry. Then he is established as a saint by posterity. How many times do we see that with people? I'm thinking of Martin Luther King Jr. I'm thinking of Martin Luther, the great reformer. Those people in their day who really stirred things up, and they were, demonized in their life. And
William Booth, yep. He said that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he was ostracized, but we all know concerning the Salvation Army today. By the way, what you see with the Salvation Army today is not the Salvation Army in which he established. Yes, it's the same ministry, per se, but the fact of the matter is this, it's not the same spirit that he brought in to actually establish the Salvation Army.
Yep, that's exactly right. Now, it says he eats the bread of affliction while he ministers, and daily he eats the bread of affliction, but he feeds the bread of life. It's life to those who listen. Think about how many prophetic voices in the Bible were speaking to kings and nations and so on.
No, let's take it to the present because it's happening today in America.
Absolutely.
Very much.
So, looking at the examples that we see, even the Word of God all the way to the present, there's so many voices that are speaking nowadays, and they're speaking, and they've spoken forever. And it's a matter of nations, are you going to take heed to the Word? Kings, presidents, whoever it may be, are you going to take heed to the Word or are you not? So he walks before men for days, but has walked before God for years. He is a scourge to the nation before he is scourged by the nation. He announces, pronounces, and denounces. He has a heart like a volcano, and his words are as fire. He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth among heretics while he is lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is self-effacing. Also reminds me of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who said it's better to fear God than men. He hides with God in the secret place, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men. He goes on to say, our national need at this hour is not what the dollar can recover, and it comes back in its strength, or that we save face over
different... But to America it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
their great care is their money, and the fact of the matter is we came into this world with nothing, and it's sure that when we leave, we go out with nothing. You've never seen a luggage rack on the top of a hearse, have you?
That's
but
right.
But America has been deceived into believing that, well, we better make it now because we're going to bring it with us. Well, they haven't thought that far yet. No,
yeah.
You're not.
He says we need a God-sent prophet, and that's what we need today. And I think the frustrating thing is I think the Lord has brought prophets to America and prophetic words, and it's what has the American people done with it? In fact...
Well, the prophetic is completely squelched in the church.
Oh, absolutely.
In the American church today, they'll have nothing to do with the apostolic for the most part or the prophetic, but I'll tell you what they do put up is they'll put up the false, wacky, weirdo prophets that will prophesy from their own carnal, corrupt hearts.
Mm-hmm.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But what they'll do is they'll prophesy from their heart, but they don't understand that all scripture is given by God, and it's not of a private interpretation. In other words, that word still applies to us today the same way that it did for Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and down the line. It's the same word because it's the same God. And what we have to do is we have to get back to that. And the fact of the matter is, speaking of the prophet, that's one thing that the professed church in America today wants nothing to do with. They call them immature if they rebuke, yet the scripture tells us that's all the prophets did. They call them this, that, and the other thing. They'll have nothing to do with them because they've created a God that suits their own image, or created a God that looks just like them, a God that doesn't mind them lying, stealing, cheating, doing the things that they do. They want a Jesus that looks just like them, an apathetic, do-nothing Jesus. Well, that's not the Jesus of the Bible, and he is alive forevermore, but we have to catch up to what he's doing rather than God, you have to catch up to what we do.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how the church in America today, they love to say, you know, we have to be patient. I'll tell you what, that excuse has been washed down the river 60 years ago in this country. Your patience is bringing about destruction to this country while you sit there and say, well, we just have to wait on the Lord.
Right.
No, God is waiting on the church to do what he commanded them to do, and now is the time to do it.
And, you know, that reminds me of several years ago in our newsletter, we did this expose on when you look at older prophets of God, the God's generals such as William Booth, John Wesley, Charles Spurgeon, so on and so forth. When you looked at their pictures, they looked sober. They looked like they had been through, you know, a hell and back backwards.
Literally.
Their faces were sober. They looked, you know, just torn by what they were going through in this life.
Yeah, because they understood straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Today, they got a brand new suit on and a big smile. Their hair's perfect, slick back. And they're preaching a gospel that counters the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. And the American people, they would have it so.
That's exactly right. They heap up teachers for their itching ears, as the Bible speaks of. But then when you look at them, it's exactly like judgment has been turned backwards, which it has in so many cases. You look at these stern men of God, from these God's generals to pictures today, like you were talking about. Oh, see prophet so-and-so. Go on your cruise with prophet so-and-so.
They'll
go to your mega church.
They'll even sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, literally, they will.
And we actually were at a mega church, and we had seen this. We were invited to come. They were having the special guest speaker come in.
Say his name.
What was his name again?
Rodney Howard Brown,
yes.
The laughing prophet.
So we went into this meeting, and they just were just laughing
Wait a second. Let me set this premise really quick. We were asked by someone to actually be their guest of honor, and I was asked to go play golf with a couple of these guys, and I said, I don't think that's going to work out very well. And I went over and actually met with Rodney. He was a really nice guy, but I'll tell you what, when I started going through scripture with him, you could see teeth come out, not only with him, but more so even his wife. And anything to do with God's government, they wanted nothing to do with that whatsoever. And that's exactly what we were up against. And then we went into the church that particular night.
And what happened was, is people were just sitting there, and they were just laughing about this and laughing about that. There was little to no scripture used whatsoever. We're just talking, you know, making people
feel
good.
Everything was a joke.
Everything was a joke. And I thought to myself, what in the world do you have to be laughing about? We've got thousands of babies that are murdered every day.
They have a horse forehead. They're unashamed.
That's exactly right. And we're looking at what's going on in our country today. We are losing our country, losing our youth. We've got babies who are being killed every day. We've got this homosexual agenda, this sodomite agenda. And we're sitting in the church laughing like it's our birthday, like there's something funny going on.
Yeah.
It's just pathetic. So we got up and we left. And if more people would stand up and say, listen.
And that wasn't part of the protocol, by the way, neither. I just looked at my wife and my kids. I said, I'm not sitting here. We're out of here. And we were the guest of honor. But I'll tell you what, I was more concerned about the honor of Christ than I was being the guest of honor to some harlotan. And that's exactly what it was. No, we're out of here, Joe. And we stood up and we walked out because I'm not tolerating that garbage.
Yeah, and exactly like Dietrich Bonhoeffer again said, it's better to fear the face of God than to fear the face of man. If man don't like it, but God does, we're on the Lord's side.
Yeah, hey folks, the chief danger of the 20th century will be Christ without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, heaven without hell. Who said that? Again, William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to get to the gun topic just to educate you a little bit on that, and we'll finalize this upcoming hour.
As you listen to the show today,
today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're just going to keep running down this road, folks. We know right now that we are, one of the things is I want people to understand what goes on in this ministry, because this has been going on for 20 years, and I want people to understand that, and people do understand this, just like Uzzah did when he was carrying the cart with David. Every 6 feet, there was a blood sacrifice. Every single step that we take as a ministry, there is a warfare. And there's a warfare around this ministry because we know that Scripture tells us that Satan makes war against the church and against her seed. Of those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ and keep the commandments of God, there's a constant warfare there. And what's interesting, folks, and I by no means give myself credit in anything that I've been called to do, because I'm only merely responding to the call of God in my life. But I can tell you right now, what we do, nobody in this country does. The professed church doesn't do what they're commanded to do. They're not telling you to repent. They're not telling you the resolve to the issues. It's the church's job to bring the light to the world. But people need to oftentimes understand, as my son was talking about earlier to me, he just wrote a book, Why Did They Kill Jesus? Because he spoke the truth. And what was it that he had to go through? Well, even those that even desire to live a godly life, they will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Folks, the spiritual world is very real. And we endure that constantly. And during the break, one of the things that I brought up is to Stephanie is the fact that, listen, I want people to understand what it is that ministers go through that are really doing the stuff. that really understand what it takes to get the job done. We haven't done 360 public high schools. I don't know how many colleges. I can't even tell you the number of tea parties we've done, or television, or radio programs, or interviews we've done. Folks, we're being spent 24/7 in this ministry for the preservation of this country concerning our posterity in the present generation. And people need to understand that on the radio program here, as I was telling you earlier, folks, I'm not built to stand behind a mic and just do this. Nope. We are out there every single month somewhere in the United States of America preaching to the people, preaching to the masses. And we're not asking for permission to obey the laws of God. We're not asking for permission to obey the laws of our Constitution. We are taking the message that God has given us. And again, we're not asking for permission to do that. And we see that we win the day every single time. You know, throughout the radio program, folks, it's been, it's been trying to convey to you what goes on concerning what we're trying to do in this country. We've made an impact. We're making an impact. We know that we have, folks, I have 300,000 friends on my Facebook. I have, you know, I mean, we can just go on as far as who's being impacted by the ministry. Who's being reached out through sonsoflibertymedia.com or the band's Young-Haired Prophet. And we're doing what we can do, but I want people to understand that when we do this together, we can do a whole lot more than what we are just merely doing.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And I was just speaking to someone yesterday. He said, well, you know, I'm working these hard hours and so on, but it makes me feel really good. And he wasn't the one who was just talking. He said, it makes me feel really good that you guys are out there doing what you're doing, because he's supporting this work financially with what we're doing. He feels good that we're in this thing together. I said, listen, we could not do it apart from you and apart from your financial support. And that goes for everyone who supports this ministry. Every son of liberty, every daughter of liberty, everyone who gives, we appreciate what you are doing, because together we are reaching this nation. And when Bradley's talking about what we go through, I think many times people think that when they come to the Lord, it's going to be a fluffy existence.
They get into their boat and they go along with the stream.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's no problems, no contention, no, you know, going against the flow, nothing. It's just this peace, love, joy, and happiness. Well, that's not the case. In fact, if the Christian road was going to be an easy road, why in the world would the Lord have told you to put on the full armor of God? Because he knew it was going to be a battle, and it was going to be a warfare, and it was going to be a fight. And even, too, when we set up events across this nation, many, many, many times, we call, we hold people's hands through everything.
Well, no, what will happen is we'll get the initial phone call, friends, to actually do the event, and then once the warfare starts, which it does every single time, people fade off into the background, and then they want us to pick up and do what in many cases that they themselves wanted us to do for their community. So they loved their community so much that they weren't willing to actually endure the fight to get us to come in. But we go anyways and we make it work.
Yeah, and there's people, you know, they give us, okay, so please get in contact with this person, and so I think it'd be great for you to go here, there, whatever. So we call and we say, listen, this is what's going on. And people don't understand that, you know, we've done a lot of events, but that's not without blood, sweat, and tears. That's not without calling for a year sometimes before you get a school.
Yeah, high school.
That's not without, you know, calling this person to call that person who calls that person who does this, and then you have to do this and that. But we understand that it's not about us. It's about the final
aim. But the
end.
Point that we're making here is people need to understand that it's not about us. It's about them. It's about the people. And we have to see this through. And this is exactly what's happening in the political world, too. They're caught up in just the talk, and they're not willing to see it through to actually deal with, let's say, corruption in politics. Yeah. They're not willing to see it through. You know, I mean, how often do we hear about big, bad, you know, Gowdy going after Hillary Clinton, or we hear big, bad, you know, some other prosecutor going after so-and-so? Well, the fact of the matter is, show me the money. Show me the resolve. Well, there is no resolve. People are willing to be entertained out of their freedoms for some reason, and it's a language that I don't understand for the life of me.
Yeah.
I know that if we have to win, or we are going to win the day, then we are going to have to see it through, America. Nothing gets done outside of that. And there is a difference, and I want to give distinction to the listener because I feel I need to answer this. There is a distinction between real leadership and followers. Real leaders, they're not the kind of people that you're probably going to want to hang out with. They're the people that are going to get the job done because they know how to drop the hammer. And then there's followers that just want to go to watch what's to them is surreal to the one that's in the fight. And it's, well, let me say it this way. It's for real to the one that's in the fight, and it's surreal to the person that's just following. And that kind of reminds me a little bit. I'm on a little train of thought here. But remember when Martin Luther King Jr., He used to do what he did, and he said he used to grab his leadership team and wrap them around him, and he'd say, you know, to this, you're all playing, you're all funning. This is all games to you, but you know, one day there's a bullet, and it's going to come, and it might just hit one of you guys on the way while it's aimed at me.
Yeah.
See, there's a big difference between real leadership and followers. And I want to tell you something. I don't have a stomach for followers at all. I have zero tolerance for them because they do nothing but want to be entertained. And in so many cases, and I've seen this in 20 years of ministry, they're simply worthless.
Yeah, and when you're talking about, you know, some of these, well, our motto is turning talk radio into do radio because we're not sitting here to talk for talk's sake. Like you were mentioning.
Well, hey, let's call it for what it is. Hey, go to radio. Why do all these outlets, I shouldn't say that today because they're outlets, these outlets, their numbers and their ratings are skyrocketing to the ground because people don't trust them. But let's go to someone that's everybody's familiar with. Let's go to Rush Limbaugh. Why does that guy got 20 million people listening to him every day? Because he's a gossip. How's he bringing about resolve? Why do people want to go see him when he goes somewhere? Because he's a gossip. Is he encouraging the people to get out there and protest? Is he encouraging the people to stand up and fight for what is blood bought? No, he's not.
Yeah.
That's just one example of how many other examples I can come up with. In America, you're doing it to yourself.
Right. And the point is, you have talked a lot, but what have you actually done?
That's it. Talk.
You know, if you talk, like you said about, you know, even Trey Gowdy and so on, when people go after people who are lawless in government.
Daryl Issa is another
one.
You
know, so they go after them, people are excited and happy that they're going after them, but what has been the resolve? What has been the fruit of your efforts?
Because the fruit has, and they'll tell you, I've made a whole lot of money. And by the way, they will tell you that they're making a whole lot of money. But Steph, I suppose, and listener, I speak to you for those that don't know who we are, I suppose you may think within yourselves, that's why we're doing this too. So Stephanie, would you answer that?
No, you can't pay me enough to do something.
No, it's incredible.
You know, it's amazing because our hearts have always been to seek and save that which is lost. Whatever way, shape, or form, and a lot of things that we do, we raise money to be able to do them because we understand that our heart is to reach the masses and we know that God is faithful to take care of us. But we cannot do what we do apart from the support of the people. People need to understand that. People need to say, listen, if I'm listening every day and I feel like I'm getting spiritually fed and I feel like this is a ministry very unique, I can't tell you how many times that word unique comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So unique because you can't really place us in one certain category because we're not one certain package.
Because we're willing to do a little of everything to get the job done.
And Paul said, I became all things to all men that I might by all means save some, win the more to Christ. So we go to young people, we go to old people, we go to schools, we go to churches, we go to tea parties.
Can I interject
anywhere.
A thought, though?
Of course.
And I'm glad we're doing this because I feel this venting is, I think people need to hear this. We have a high school coming up. And interestingly enough, so it's going to cost us just opening up our world to you, friends. We have to pay for the plane tickets. We have to pay for the car. We have to pay for the hotel rooms. You want to know why, friends? Because of all of the federal cuts to the educational what do I say?
System.
Yeah. No, I wasn't looking for the
scheme.
Second word. No.
Yeah.
The scheme. Yeah. Because of all the federal cuts to the kids, friends, we have to raise the money to go get to the schools. And, folks, this has been going on since I've been in high schools. We used to have a team of 30 people that used to be out raising funds in certain communities just so we could do their high schools. But what's interesting is they got brand-new uniforms. They got the brand-new swimming pools. They got their fields cut. They got everything that doesn't matter. What they care about is not what God cares about whatsoever. And what he cares about is what they're taught.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933.
Yeah, so going back to just all the work and effort that's put into doing these, you have to understand that anything that you're going to do for God is not going to come easy. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a struggle. It's just like, you know, when...
What did Hudson Taylor say? First it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's the process right there.
And of course, you know, just in normal natural warfare, the enemy does not shoot at troops that are sitting there doing nothing. That's exactly where they want them to be.
That's right.
Those that are in the drop zone, those that are in the, you know, warfare zones are the ones that get shot at continuously. And in the ministry, and in ministry in general, if you're going to be a Christian, all those that desire to live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, the Bible says, and it comes with the territory. In fact, I would say that if you're not being persecuted for righteousness' sake, if you don't have people speaking against you, you're not really truly Christ. Because look at Christ. He was hated. Why? Because he told the truth, because he took the cloak of covering off of men's sins.
John 7:7.
Yeah, so when you're looking at, that's what we're dealing with. So just to give you a window into our heart and what we do on a daily basis is we are constantly warring to be out there with the people to seek and save that which is lost. No matter what door the Lord opens, whatever channel it may be, we walk through it by faith. And we know that it takes a lot of work.
Sometimes we push it down.
Exactly. There's no wall that, you know, prayer and faith cannot pull down. But it really is. And I want to give this understanding to some people who think that, you know, once they, why is the Christian road so hard? And, you know, when you talk about, you know, the different soil of the heart when the seeds are planted.
Mark
and all 4.
Sudden,
you know, so you're talking about some seeds fell on good soil and some, you know, as soon as hard times come, then they depart from the faith. You've got to understand that
they're offended for the word's sake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've got to understand that it's not going to be easy. But the Lord never promised it was going to be easy, but he did say, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah, he said, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. He said, because if you do, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Notice the word he used, the plow.
Yeah, and it just reminds me, too, of Pilgrim's Progress. If you look at that story written by John Bunyan, talking about the Pilgrim's Road and what goes on with the Pilgrim's journey, everything there is a constant warfare, fight, so on and so forth. Now, that's not to say that he did not have times of rest. There was a Beulah land and things like that. But he was warring, fighting, laboring to enter into the kingdom of heaven. If we look at Scripture, the Bible says, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Not easy is the way. Wide and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And it also says, few there be that find it.
Isn't it interesting, those that pack the churches today, the whorehouses today, because that's what Scripture calls them,
mm-hmm.
isn't it interesting how they, when they leave the church, first of all, they come in as a bunch of worldlings,
yep.
and they leave a bunch of worldlings,
mm-hmm.
and the world's influencing them rather than the church influencing the world. And it really shows you where the church is in America today. It's without the Spirit of Christ
oh, yeah.
in so many different ways. And it really, it's sad.
But yeah, we see that all the way around the boards. I mean, you go into your average bookstore, and I've done an article on this or pondered it before too, as well as we have Christ, the creator of everything, who is our Father, if we are truly His. Okay, so this is the professed church. Let's show the differentiation. So you have people who profess their Christianity, but as you're talking about here, Bradley, they follow the world rather than the world following them. So,
yep.
for example, the world gives us Batman. The Christians come right along in suit and give us Bible Man. The world gives us Netflix. The Christians come along and give us Pure Flix. You know, this, that, and the other. When we're looking at the different things, or Got Milk, then we have Got Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, why is it that we're following, and some of these, you know, avenues can be good if there's good, you know, solid Christian things out there and movies.
And what you're aiming for, aim
the
small.
Truth,
yeah, small.
That's good, but the point is why are we following the world rather than the world following us? John Adams says the church is the moral compass of society, so as goes the church, so goes the world. So if we find the world is in a shambles, it's because the professed church is in a shambles, and we have pulpits who remain silent, who don't speak on issues.
Well, because they brought the abominable thing in into the house of God. It's been defiled now, and no longer does the pulpits no longer define or make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Now they're letting everything come in and defile the mm-hmm. house of God. And I'll tell you what, the abominable things in the house of God, that is the last step with the yep. things of God. You're going to be torn down.
And the Spirit of God is not going to be there in a house that's defiled, in a house that's impure, in a house
if he is, he's going to be there to convict of sin.
Right, exactly.
If the preacher preaches his word.
Yeah, and this is another point too, kind of a little bunny trail here, but when you look at it, how do people, most churches, how do they try to gather in the public? They have
pizza
carnivals.
Parties,
they have pizza parties.
Dances.
They bring in, you know, all these different things to try to get people. And then
with
they,
secular music.
Yeah, very souped up churches with exciting praise and worship, and they have all these, you know, different groups and activities for children and so on. Listen, is your God so small that his Spirit cannot attract people in that you have to use your fleshly human method to gather a
and
crowd?
Then they have the audacity to put on their little church billboard, come here on Wednesday and Sunday for revival. Well, the fact of the matter is you don't have to advertise where a fire's at because right. everybody goes to it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when we're looking at just all the way around the boards and everything that we deal with, if you are a true Christian and a follower of Christ, you will encounter these things. It will not be easy. It will be difficult. You will have to persevere just like we persevere. But you know what? Every time that we do an event, really, after all the work, and I've even told people that I've worked with, because I have worked with some good people who have really put the hand of the plow in getting events and things and so on. And I tell them, you know, at the end of the day, when you're sitting there and you see all the people that are reached, it's worth it. You know, when you're sitting in assembly of a school filled with thousands of kids that you spent forever to call and you followed up with a million times, and finally that day comes where they all get reached, that's the payday.
Oh, I had principals say to me, you know, if they didn't stay on me the way that they stayed on me, I would have never did this assembly.
Yep.
And then they'll say that was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll thank you for staying on them. But the fact of the matter is you don't have to stay on them to go get new team uniforms, do you?
Right.
And that's what's bothersome about what we do, because we're going to our posterity and the colleges, friends. And it's interesting that when you go to them, you need to understand that they're the most underfunded. And that should tell you what the problem is in this country.
And underreached.
Yeah, politicians, they take your money, reallocate your tax dollars illegally, and send it off to the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East, our sworn enemies. They pay off the debts of third world nations. They take your money and spend millions of dollars making sure babies are murdered in the womb, friends. I mean, this is what's going on in your country, and that's why it's very frustrating as to what we're up against in this country. And I think more of the frustration comes with the fact that people don't understand what you do on a daily basis, because, friends, listeners, those that have been with me for 15 years now, we've been on the radio for 15 years, 12 years on Salem Communication, 13, maybe 14 years on Salem Communication, and what, 3 and 4 on GCN here. It's not easy. It's work. It's not just, you know, if Fox put me up, let me say, for example, Fox put me up and, you know, I had started out with 16 million people listening to me, rest assured it's going to go down to a million people probably within a week, because there's very few people that want to hear the truth. They want to be entertained. And I was just talking to somebody the other day. I said, isn't it interesting? The weirder you are. I mean, folks, just think about this. 16 million people every day listen to a Mormon whack job that is an emotional mess every day on Fox News.
Yeah.
An emotional mess. And the fact of the matter is they listen to him because he's way off base, just like they, the listeners, are off base. And again, what comes to mind is when the Lord said my people would have it so.
Yeah,
the more straight and the more narrow and the more difficult it is, the less people want to actually go on that road. And folks, I want to tell you what, that is the way that leads to life. It's the hard road. It's not the wide road. It's not the easy road. And my thing as to what I've been doing here over the last 45 minutes on the radio is I want people to understand that if we want resolve, then we have to see it through, and we have to see it through the way God commanded it to be, not the way that we want it to be.
Yeah, I want to say something that too is, if you look at the opposition, especially in government, those people that irate tireless minority, those that are for, you know, sodomy and abortion and so on and so forth, they're irate and they're tireless. They never give up. They just push and push and push and
push. Like a bunch of kids.
And if it doesn't go through the first time, then they come back and they push and they push and they push. Here do we, what are the conservatives do? Once a year they have their annual tax protest rally, and then the rest of the year they feel good about themselves.
Yeah, and watch how you say it, Bradley. You got to be very diplomatic in your delivery.
Is your enemy diplomatic? Does your enemy care about offending you? Does your enemy care about assaulting your children?
America abide by the laws of the land? No. And what does that make them? It makes them criminal. And if America, you're the law, then guess who has to enforce the law against their crimes? And yet America would have it so, and they do nothing, and they allow them to set the narrative.
And that's why we need to have a backbone and stand up and say, listen, this shall not pass. There is a time that you have to say, listen, enough is enough. And I'm just wondering, because it seems like, you know, with this, with Benghazi, that surely people will stand up. With this Planned Parenthood thing, surely people will say,
nope.
With the IRS, surely they'll stand up. With the lie after lie after lie.
Do you see
after
the
lie.
Correlation? And I'm glad I got you on here right now. Do you see the correlation between this criminal, first of all, of the American people allowing him to advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb, and getting behind Planned Parenthood, which is aimed at blacks and Hispanics?
Yep.
And do you see the correlation between that and the gun owner? It's as if the Lord is saying that, listen, if you don't defend the children in the womb, then I'm going to strip you of your right to defend you and your family.
That's exactly right. And I'm even thinking about, you know, the health care, going with Obamacare. We're talking about death panels. So we're talking about
the older generation
who did nothing in 1973 when we were passing Roe v. Wade and so on and so forth.
Oh, well, now, you know, it's a choice. The Supreme Court has advanced this, and they basically concluded that it's a choice. So therefore, it's a fetus within there. And these are conservatives. conservatives that are mimicking and parroting these criminals that they call government. And really what they're doing is they're hiding behind them, again, for an excuse and a license not to do anything about what they tolerate.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous and it's ludicrous to think if the Supreme Court passed a ruling said that the world was flat, does it make it
Well, how about Prima Nocta?
No.
How about Prima Nocta?
Yeah.
What America, what would happen if all of a sudden the President of the United States told governors of states and all of their magistrates that were under the governors of states that they could have sex with your wife or your husband the day before they actually get married? Because that has been instituted through tyranny in on this globe, friends. Just to show you that it does not... Folks, you have a government advocating the murder of babies. You have a government advocating and attempting to redefine what God has defined. You want to talk about radical? You have a government going forth into unconstitutional wars at any time that they feel to do so because the American people would allow them to do it. Now you have the president saying, you know what, I just might, through executive order, strip the American people of their right to bear arms.
Wake up, America.
Wake up, America. Yeah. You know, I mean, this is all we can say. I can't do it for you, but I'll tell you this, friends, under God, we can do this. And that's my message since day one, and maybe that's what the Lord's doing right now, is adjusting this to understand that you are a part of the resolve that we all need. Let's go a little bit further than talk, because enough is enough.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, it's interesting, too, folks. I was just thinking out loud here. I spent pretty much the whole 2 hours. But I've been thinking out loud just during the break. I told Stephanie, I said, isn't it interesting when you look on, you know, online, anywhere you go, you always see little pop-ups. And it's interesting how they call them movie stars. Isn't it interesting? They're paid millions of dollars to demoralize the people. Porn stars are paid millions of dollars to demoralize the people. Isn't that interesting, folks? Rock stars, rap stars, R&B stars, as they call them. They're fallen stars, friends. Isn't it interesting? It's a complete mockery, by the way, of Christ. But isn't it interesting that they're called stars, and yet they're paid millions of dollars to actually demoralize the people? Now, here's the question I want to put to your candor, America. Who pays them millions of dollars to demoralize the people? The people.
That's right. If the people would
stop, people would have it so.
If the people would stop supporting them, then we wouldn't have this problem. We can look and say we can be angry all we want, but unfortunately, guess what? If you weren't buying their music, they would be out of business. If you weren't going to their movies, they would be out of business.
Yeah. And just to show you that we practice what we preach with this particular situation or this topic right now, we found out that Target, I think 7 years ago, was going to start to support homosexuals. And we said, we're not supporting them anymore.
Oh, and there's so many things.
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday I was pulling up into a Burger King, and I was actually looking for... I was just going to get a coffee to do live radio out at GCN. And Sam looked at me and he said, Dad, don't these guys support bad things? And I said, you know what? And I turned over and I said, you know what? I'm not going to support them. I was just going to get a coffee, right?
Right.
But he remembered that Burger King was supporting, I think, the homosexual agenda.
Yeah, they had their rainbow whopper.
And I told Sam, I said, you know what's interesting? The producer friends, isn't it interesting that the American people together said, we're not going to support you anymore as long as you support the demoralization of the American people and the attack on the American people? They would go out of business like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. We've done that with
Target. But the people would have it so.
Yeah, exactly. We've done it with Target. We've done it with Burger King.
Oh, come on.
Coke,
yep, and you know what Sam
Oreo.
Said? And you know what Sam said? Sam, go ahead and share with me what you told me as far as people trying to justify it. You don't have to say who it was, but you can just tell me what you told me in response to what happened there.
Yeah, basically, sometimes people basically say, like, someone went to Sears once, and I said, didn't Sears support bad things? And they're like, yeah, but you can't really find any place else. And I understand that, you know, lots of them do that.
Yeah.
But it's the point that, you know, if you know that they do it, don't on purposely support it. Don't try to justify yourself.
That's exactly right. Now, just think if everybody did that.
Yeah.
ATT. Oh, I can go across the boards, folks, for the sake of time. How many companies are supporting the demoralization and the attack on the family, yet everybody out there that complains about it, how many of them actually support it? Well, if we were to do that with every company, man, Bradley, we couldn't do anything. Well, that's true, but you can go to the lay to the axe to the root of the tree and find out who the companies that have the subsidiary companies and deal with them and start there, because once you deal with them, then those other little companies are going to be, guess what, put in check. And then all of a sudden everybody's going to say, okay, you know what, we can't be a part of this alliance anymore because we're going to go out of business real quick because the people are on to us and they're not going to tolerate
this. People have so much more power.
Totally.
Than what they
totally.
Think they have. Listen, you're the
over
consumer.
Over the banks, over government,
yes.
Over you name it. It's the people. The power is in the people. And if the power is lost, it's because the people gave it up.
That's exactly right. And just think, you know, even too with the sports and entertainment and football games, people think, oh, you know, I'm just one person. What can I do? What if we emptied out all the stadiums in America for 1 week and everyone showed up at Capitol Hill
and protested their government for the crimes against we the people?
And didn't stop until they found resolve and answer.
Amen.
How would we be different?
Amen.
We would be different through and through the boards. I want to just bring
this up. And instead of saying, I'm thankful that you guys are out there, you know what? I want to be a part of the answer, too.
Yeah, and I want to say I'm glad.
We can do this.
I want to say I'm grateful that we're out there. You know, like people say, I'm so thankful that you guys are out there. That's great, and we're happy to be out there. And if you're supporting us, then you're a doer, and we're high-fiving you. We're working this thing together. But if you're just sitting on your duff, happy that someone else is, you know, it's very interesting. All throughout history, it has been left up to the very few to preserve liberty for the masses. If you look at George Washington, John Adams, you look at all the people, foundations of our country, it was a small minority that had to uphold. And even too, when you look at the military, if you look at our ministry, if you look at people out there who are really doing what they're doing, it's a small few that have to shoulder the burden for the many. And why is that? Because the many just want to, they don't want to be too involved, they don't want to offend, they can't really rock the boat, but they're okay that you're rocking the boat, and boy, oh boy, they'll high-five you in secret. But listen, if you want to really see America America change, then we all need to do something about the problem. And you know what? This is the perfect time just to bring up the fact that, listen, we cannot do what we do without your support. We appreciate every son of liberty, every daughter of liberty, everyone who supports this ministry. We pray that the Lord blesses you, spiritually speaking, seriously from our hearts, because we know that you're giving of your hard-earned money. But for those of you who have listened to this radio program, who have been blessed by it, who have seen Bradley's presentation at events across the nation and have been just stunned and wowed by the truth and saying, wow, I want to support this, please do. Don't think about it. Don't wait. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty or the button that says Sons of Liberty. You can go ahead and support us on a monthly basis. You get to choose whatever level of membership is comfortable for you. Don't think that any amount is too great, and don't think that any amount is too small. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, just do it and be obedient, and we appreciate that. Now, I want to say, too, we've got so many wonderful products available at our store. You might think, well, I just don't know how to talk to my coworker. I've got this brother-in-law who is just a big hassle, and I've got this sister who is a lesbian, or this, that, or the other. We have so many good products. We've got DVDs. We've got books. We've got T-shirts. We've got CDs. We've got a million things out there that you can go online, you can tap into, and say, listen, I can do this. I can give away a track. I can give away a book. I can give away this magazine. We've got our My War documentary series. It's airing on Dove Television right now. It's been airing for weeks on end. If you say, listen, I want to get that series, and you know what? I'm going to just invite all my neighbors to come over and watch it. Or we're going to do it at our church group or at our tea party. Or you know what? I'm a student. I want to do this in my university. It'd be great for discussion. Don't hesitate. There's no excuse to do nothing. There's no excuse. If God gave you a mouth, you can speak. If God gave you hands, you can pass out a track. If God gave you feet, you can walk to your neighbor's house. We have no excuses for what the Lord has blessed with, why we sit back and do nothing. Please do check out that store, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and also on our media website. There's so many great articles that you can share on your Facebook. You can share those to other people, and then they share with other people. It just multiplies that little seed around to all the people and letting people know this is the truth of what's going on there, first and foremost with our country, with our God, first and foremost, what's going on in our country, and take it from there. But there's no excuse to be doing nothing, and we want to be doers of the word and not hearers only, as the Bible talks about. So please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty. And again, as Bradley's been saying all throughout this hour, we can do this thing, but we need to do it together.
That's right. I went at your bidding and passed along their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited the manufacturers, their commercial markets, and emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of America's success until I entered the church. It was there, as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was great and free, and why France was a slave. Alex de Tocqueville, French historian, reporting to the French Senate in the 1800s.
Now, if they came to America, would they still think that today?
And this is what's under attack today. Everybody, but, you know, isn't it interesting, freedom of speech, they say, the criminals? It applies to everybody but the Christian. That exposes what? Their crimes.
Oh, yeah.
So who's the one that's liberated, friends? To he who the Son makes free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty is found within the confines of God's government, not outside of it. And folks, there is no other way.
And I want to add, too, for those of you who have been thinking about having and bringing in Bradley to speak to your area and having this ministry come into your area, maybe it's just been a little nudge. Maybe it's a little something that you can't get away from in your heart or your mind. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We like to book about 3 months out. So now is the time to give a call and say, listen, how can I do this in my community? How can I reach out to those around me? Don't hesitate to call, because we're always here to help, because, again, we are turning talk radio into do radio.
Yeah, we are. And the fact of the matter is people, I want you to understand as well, we're not like, we're always looking for something to do concerning what needs to get done in our country. country, but it's not like we're sitting around looking for something to
twiddling
do.
Our thumbs.
I don't think there's ever a moment in our life where that ever falls to our lot, where
no.
we can just do nothing. And so, again, we just want to let you guys know that we can do this. But really what it comes down to, I think today's message is more than anything, friends, is that if we come together, America, we can do this. But again, let me reiterate the point. We have to see it through, and the seeing through is the difficult part. Now, let me remind you what Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, said. He said, first, it's every great work of God, he said, is first difficult. And he said it's impossible. Then he said it's difficult. Then he said it's done. So what is the process? First, it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. That's how miracles are wrought today under the hand of God. But rest assured, he'll bring them forth. Remember what John Quincy Adams rightly said, and I end with this. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But friends, do all that you can do. In America, it's time for you to bless God, America. It's time for America to bless God, America. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.